A word of prayer. Lord God, we give thanks to you this day for all the blessings that you have given us. In our hearts, we know how much you love and care for each and every one of us. Amen. Have you ever had someone say a prayer for you? I mean, a real prayer just for you? Have you ever listened to someone pray for you out loud? It can be quite emotional. When Brother Mark tells me that he will pray for me at 11 p.m. every evening for 10 nights, I find this very powerful. As each night at 11 o'clock, I know that he is saying a prayer just for me. It brings me comfort and a sense of peace. This chapter of John's Gospel is Jesus' closing prayer. Jesus prays for his disciples. He knows their anxiety, confusion, and fear. So he prays for them. Jesus is praying like a mother who has adopted these children. They belong to God, but God gave them to Jesus to care for, to teach, to nurture. He knows they can bear no more, so he prays for them. He knows he will soon leave them, and so he prays for them. And as he does, and whether or not they understand everything he says, he tells them that they do not have to do everything or even understand everything. He tells them that he is there to support them, that they are not alone, and that they are valued and loved. Soon Jesus will go away, and he prays for these children with the love of a motherly heart. It's a powerful moment. And one of the amazing things about this passage is that Jesus doesn't do this only for them, but also for us. As Jesus prays, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word. And that includes us. We have been inspired and encouraged to believe because of the words and lives of those original disciples. So what does Jesus pray for? That they may be one. That we may be one. One with each other. One with Jesus and the Father. One with ourselves. And in that being one, we may have peace. Part of my daily prayer is a simple sentence that says, "Thank you, God, for being part of me and for me being part of you." So in writing this sermon, I realize this is also part of being one with God. Jesus prays that our relationship with God will be like his and that we will believe. No aimless wandering, but a deliberate effort to seek a living relationship through Christ's love for humankind. In choosing the journey of faith, we practice living as redeemed people, building relationships of love, kindness, and joy. We learn what it is to make a difference for the sake of Christ. To be one with God, just imagine how amazing that would be. When I participated in examined prayer with Catherine McLean, the first thing we did was to be alone with Jesus. Each of us was to find a quiet, comfortable place where we could meet with Christ and just talk to him. This was the beginning of being one with Christ. When I need to be alone with God, I meet him at our quiet place and we talk together. Jesus proclaims God's love for the world, yet prays that these beloved children will be protected from the evils of the world. Jesus speaks of himself as the good shepherd whose sheep hear his voice. Yet, just when we're ready to shut the gate, Jesus says, "I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also." Just when we point to John's gospel to confirm that God is our Father, we hear Jesus praying from a mother's heart. Even in John's fatherly gospel, we see a picture of Jesus who seems very much like a mother. Just when we think that God can only be called Father, we hear Jesus praying as a mother worried for her children. "I will not leave you orphaned," Jesus says. "You are my own, and I will be with you forever." These are the words that a mother would say to her children. "I will be with you forever." Even when a mother is preparing to die, and she senses that her children are scared and having a difficult time, she will tell them, "I will be with you forever. I will always be in your heart." When a woman sees her child for the very first time, she often whispers, "I will never leave you." And to those who gave birth this year to the first child, we celebrate with them. Women have always played an important part in life, in creation, in caring, in faith, and in prayer. A woman is there to help a friend during childbirth, and a woman is there to support others during the last days on this earth. And to those who lost mothers this year, we grieve with you. God is strong, bold, and powerful as a father, yet God is kind, gentle, caring, and loving as a mother. A single parent needs to be both father and mother, being strong yet caring, hurting when the child hurts, facing the child's challenges with them. And just as Jesus knew what was going to happen in life, God has given women intuition, especially when it comes to caring about others. You know, you just get that feeling when your kids are up to absolutely no good, or that you should make a certain phone call, or that you need to be somewhere right now. Jochebed gave birth to Moses, future giver of the law, and cleverly spared him from death as an infant. She had so much faith in God's protection of her baby boy that she placed him in a basket and sent him down the river, having trust that he would be spared. She would rather give her son up than see him killed. She knew in her heart that God would take care of the child, and Moses grew to be one of God's greatest leaders. Imagine how hard that must have been for her. She had to be strong enough to let Moses go down the river by himself in a basket. Yet she was caring and loving enough to give him that chance of survival, in hopes that someone else who was loving would find him and raise him as her own. When I think about women today, usually young women who willingly choose to give their children up for adoption, I think how hard that choice must be. What strength and courage it must take to sign those papers, knowing that someone else is going to raise your child. Yet at the same time, what love those mothers had to want their child to have a better life than what they could provide at that time. The hurt they must have in their heart, yet they know they have made the right choice. And to those who place children up for adoption, we commend them for the selflessness and remember how they hold that child in their heart. When a child hurts, the mother hurts. The pain a child feels, the mother also feels that pain. A mother would rather do anything else in the world than to see her child suffer. When one of God's children hurts, God also hurts and has compassion on his children. Mary, the mother of Jesus, I'm always amazed at this woman. The strength and courage it took to say yes to the angel that night, agreeing to be the mother of the Son of God. How terrified she must have been, yet how strong she was. She was strong, yet caring and compassionate all her life. She went through the pain of childbirth, lovingly cared for her son, God's son. And then she went through such great pain once again, watching Jesus being crucified. Mary was the only human being to be with Jesus throughout his entire life, from his birth until his death. I don't think one ever gets over the loss of a child. And to those who have ever lost a child, we mourn with you. God is both father and mother, his strong arms holding us close to him when we're in trouble or scared, and her gentle, loving, kind words soothing our hearts and being right beside us when we are afraid. When God created woman, he created us from his heart. We often don't have time to be sick, so we heal ourselves. When we need to, we work 18 hours a day, especially when our kids or someone we love is sick. God created us to be soft to the touch and gentle in our caring and compassion. Yet we are strong, as we must endure and overcome all kinds of things. We reason and we negotiate. God gave us the gift of emotions. We cry when we're sad. We cry when we're happy. We laugh at the craziest things. When our friend's heart is broken, so is ours. We fight for what we believe in. Our hearts break when a friend dies. We have sorrow at the loss of a family member, yet we are strong when we think that there is no strength left. St. Teresa said, "Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love." I asked a couple of my co-workers what one thing they love about their mothers. Here are their responses. Her unconditional love. You can disagree with her, you can even be angry at her, yet you know she will always love you unconditionally. You never fear that her love will be taken away. Her wisdom. She knows what to say, when to say it, and how to help. She seems to know everything. Now, my own daughter's response was, "Your honesty, Mom. I don't always like it, but in the end, I do always appreciate it. You're always honest." And to those who have warm and close relationships with their children, we celebrate with you. These comments remind me of the feminine side of God. Unconditional love, wisdom, honesty, all part of being a compassionate parent. And there is a difference between being strong and having strength. A strong woman works out every day. Pride in her appearance she portrays. But a woman of strength kneels to pray, keeping her soul in shape, God leading the way. A strong woman isn't afraid of anything, looking forward to challenges each day will bring. Women of strength show courage in the midst of fear, knowing triumph through faith because the Lord is near. Strong women won't let anyone get the best of them, so skilled in defense, even if they have to pretend. Yet a woman of strength gives her best to everyone, knowing she's anointed with the blood from the begotten one. A strong woman makes mistakes and avoids the same for tomorrow, refusing to take time looking back with reverence and godly sorrow. The woman of strength realizes life's mistakes, no matter how slim, while thanking God for the blessings as she capitalizes on them. A strong woman walks sure-footedly with no doubt in her mind. Again, no matter what, she'll not make the mistake a second time. But a woman of strength knows God will catch her when she falls. So when a situation arises again, she's not afraid to answer the call. A strong woman wears a look of confidence on her face, always doing whatever it takes to finish, seeking only first place. The woman of strength competes with an emotional sense of grace, understanding it's more important to run a Holy Spirit-filled race. A strong woman has faith that for the journey she'll have enough, no matter how uneven the terrain or roads being rocky and rough. A woman of strength knows it's in the journey that she will become strong, and the love of God is forever with her, no matter how difficult or long. And to those who have lived through driving tests, medical tests, and the overall testing of motherhood, we are better for having you in our midst. Women have a lot to say and a lot to give. The beauty of a woman is not in the clothes she wears, the figure that she carries, or the way she combs her hair. The beauty of a woman must be seen from in her eyes, because that is the doorway to her heart, the place where love resides. True beauty in a woman is reflected in her soul, is the caring that she lovingly gives, the passion that she shows. And the beauty of a woman with passing years only grows. And to all those who are foster moms, mentor moms, and spiritual moms, we need you. To those who step parent, we walk with you on these complex paths. Women are truly amazing, and today we thank God and honor all women for their strength, their courage, and their love. Amen.